Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Ronald Smith, who lives in Baltimore, had a career of a couple of decades writing TV spots and commercials. His book writing, his fiction, was put to the side until he found himself rediscovering books he'd loved as a child. He's just published his debut novel called Hoodoo, and Ronald Smith is with me in the studio to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
In this book, hoodoo does not mean just what most of us might think of the word folk magic or conjuring African-American spirituality. Hoodoo is the name of the young man at the center of the book, your narrator. Tell us about Hoodoo.
That name just kind of came to me. Hatcher is a family name.
His name is Hoodoo Hatcher.
Hoodoo Hatcher, yes. And I just thought it had this kind of really neat alliteration to it. I don't know if an actual folk magic practitioner would call himself or herself Hoodoo, but I thought it had a great ring to it, and that's why I wanted to use the name.
So how old is he? Where are we meeting him?
Hoodoo's 12 years old. He's in a small town in Alabama in the early 1930s. And like many people during that time and era, it's the Deep South. It's the 1930s. It's a segregated South, although the story itself is a story of magic and fantasy and adventure. And while I wanted to portray the world as real as possible, I didn't want to delve too much into those issues. I really wanted to write a story for kids that was more about the character and kind of bring to light the type of books I like to read as a kid, but have it be a little bit more unique because this is an African-American kid in a time and place that we don't see often.
Well, you told us why you like his name, Hoodoo Hatcher. Why does his family call him Hoodoo?
Well, that's his name. I mean, I think when the first line in the book says, he was born with a birthmark under his eye that's shaped like a heart, and his grandmother says that boy's got hoodoo in him. So she sees it as a symbol or a sign of some latent power that's in him that somehow is going to have to come to light.
And, of course, that's what we learn about. I have no intention of giving away the plot, but I figure something you put in the first chapter is fair game for an interviewer.
Okay.
And this book gets scary right away in the first chapter. A stranger shows up in the country store with a weird request.
The story is pretty dark, I guess you could say. As a matter of fact, one editor wasn't interested in it because she thought it was a little too dark. But, being scared is kind of fun to read from the safety of your own home if you're a little kid. And I like scary stories. I like scary books and movies. So Hoodoo is going about his day. He's at his cousin Zeke's corner store, I guess you could call it, And some of these things come from childhood. I mean, I remember taking trips down south as a kid, and there's always a store where you can find, candy and kind of penny candy. I think it's pretty much a thing of the past at this point. But anyway, he's at his cousin Zeke's store, and he's daydreaming, as many kids do. I know I did when I was a kid. And some spirit comes into the store, and he's asking for something. And Hoodoo is in the back sweeping up, and he actually hears what this man, creature, thing, whatever he is, he's asking for. And it's something very strange. It's a word that Hoodoo's never heard before. And that sets off a kind of chain of events, and he gets wrapped up in it.
And all the way through, it's like the real world that most of us have experienced, like going into a country store and buying some penny candy. And an other world is coexisting in Hoodoo's life. Did you know that that's what the book was going to be like when you started it?
Not really, because, a lot of writers, they like to plan everything out. They've got index cards, they've got scriveners, they've got notepads and charts and post-it notes. I don't do that. I can't do that. I've tried to do that, and I just get confused. So I'm more of an organic writer. I think that the writer George Martin compares it to gardening as opposed to being an architect, so he just kind of organically let things grow. So I don't really know where the story's going when I started, but it kind of takes shape, and you begin to see the paths that it can take, and that's what happened with this book.
That's Ronald L. Smith, a Baltimore resident. We're talking about his debut novel, published this month, called Hoodoo. Hoodoo has a style of sharing parts of the story. This struck me as a little cheeky, maybe even a little snotty. He says a lot, if you don't know, like, Hop and John is black-eyed peas and rice, if you didn't know. Is this pattern supposed to tell us something about Hoodoo and his personality, or is this just a useful device for you as the writer to make sure that kids get a definition of some phrase that they may not be familiar with?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I mean, it's a neat little catchphrase. I mean, the book is historical fiction, so I think a lot of kids who read this book aren't going to be familiar with the time or place or what even some of the things that are in the book, what they really are. So I wanted to, you know, certain types of food, certain types of slang, language, you know, and since the book is a time and place in the Deep South in the 1930s, there are a lot of things that people are unfamiliar with. So to Hoodoo, these are just things a part of his natural life. So he tells us what Hoppin' John is. He tells us what an outhouse is. He tells us what things his grandmother says to him. So I think it's a way for kids to learn of something new, but also not in a way that's, you know, being lectured at or trying to teach a moral lesson.
And Hoodoo obviously is not telling his story to an adult like me. Who do you envision Hoodoo is telling this story to?
I think that he's talking to everybody. I mean, children's literature is a great category because you can have very kind of innocent things geared towards younger readers. You can have things that are very sophisticated. And when I wrote the book, I just wrote the type of book that I would want to read. So I think he's talking to whoever it's reading.
You wrote the book you'd like to read. Why are you writing horror?
It didn't start out that way, Sheila. I mean, the first line came to me and, you know, I grew up reading science fiction and fantasy and Ray Bradbury and The Lord of the Rings and Flights of Fancy, but it turned into a horror book. I mean, it's historical fiction. I guess it's kind of Southern Gothic, which is, you know, is usually dilapidated mansions and willow trees and weeping willow trees and a tragic character. And I thought of it more as a Southern Gothic story, but the more I got into it, I saw the potential for really scary stuff there. And at first I had a hard time describing it, and then I said, well, I guess it is a horror novel of sorts. So yeah, it's Southern Gothic horror. So I think that's pretty unique.
What's your next book?
Well, it's called The Mesmerist, and it's a completely different type of book than Hoodoo. It's also historical fiction, but it takes place in the early 19th century in London. And it's about a young girl who finds herself in the middle of a war and the plague and seances and fortune telling and lots of creepy stuff.
More scary.
More scary stuff, yeah.
There are some people who would probably expect a black author to be sort of more sermonizing or more focused on raising consciousness about black issues.
Well, you know, black people are just as diverse and just as non-monolithic as other people. I mean, we all have different stories to tell. You know, people may expect that from black writers, but I don't. That's really part of the whole idea of We Need Diverse Books, which is a movement in young people's literature that wants to show kids of different races, you know, gay, straight, transgender community, to show that some representation of themselves in books. So I think that whoever you are, there should be a book for you. I don't think that because you're black, you need to write about black issues, or because you're white, you should write about white. You write about what inspires you.
Thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Ronald Smith, his debut novel is titled Hoodoo. He'll be speaking about it this weekend at the Baltimore Book Festival, Friday afternoon at 1:30 at the Enoch Pratt Free Library Children's Stage. 2 weeks later, Friday, October 9th, he'll speak at Kid LitCon on the middle grade horror panel at the Hyatt Place. We've got more information at our website about both events, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production of
Your Public Radio,
WYPR in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1868, the Chesapeake Marine Railway and Dry Dock Company was chartered on Kennard's Wharf at the end of Philpott Street. The black-owned company, whose African-American founders included John W. Locks and Isaac Myers, employed both black and white workers and was a center of Baltimore's shipbuilding industry. We'll be back on Friday. Hope you will be, too.